Welcome to
Blocks Talk
with Sunny
and Cam.
In today's episode, we are switching it up because we are doing a three-part series. Woo-hoo. Cameron, what does that mean?
So, we're doing a three-part series on the Minecraft overworld, Nether, and End.
The three realms.
The three realms. We're going to say how to build the portals and all of that stuff. So this is going to be a three-part series. This one's going to be about the overworld. The next one's going to be about the Nether. And the next one's going to be about the End.
All right. So to start this episode off, what is the overworld? So the overworld is one of the three realms in Minecraft. When you spawn into Minecraft, that's the world you spawn in. You don't need to, like, take a portal to it. And it is, like, our real world. You know, the Nether and the End, they're made up realms, but the overworld is just like the world we live in as humans. You know, it has trees, grass, animals, all the regular stuff. And of course, you can be in survival or creative
or adventure.
All right, so Cameron. Our first thing we'll be discussing is
the most important blocks and why
in the overworld.
So
I think one of the top three most important blocks are wood logs, because you can create crafting tables, which is practically the most important thing in Minecraft because it helps you make everything.
Wooden logs are the most OP item in Minecraft, which means really, like, bro. It's true. All
right, so you can create crafting tables. You can create planks, and planks can create tools, you know, shelters. Also, the logs, they can make stairs, slabs, anything. But wood logs, I think, are very important. Cam, what's the second most important?
Another really, really, really important thing is probably cobblestone and stone. So, cobblestone and stone, stone and stuff, you get it by mining. You can get stone by mining with silk touch, and you can get cobblestone by just mining with anything else except your hand. And it's really good because it creates furnaces, which means you can cook food and get ores and armor and all that stuff, buckets, stuff like that. It's an easy shelter. You can make good shelters. You can make, like, cool little huts. It's really safe. and et cetera. There are so many other things you can do with cobblestone, so that is a pretty important block.
And I think our third important block is grass, the grass block. It is like, when people think of Minecraft, they think of the grass block.
You might be thinking, the grass block is so not good. Like, why would the grass block be good? The grass block grows trees, it grows flowers, and it's really good.
If you want to, you can hoe it and add water to it, and you can make a farm so you can get any type of grown plant there. Also, if you spawn in Minecraft and it's about to be night and you don't have anything yet, you can literally mine like 15 blocks of dirt with your hands and make an easy overnight shelter to keep you safe from mobs. Just like cobblestone, it makes a super duper easy shelter.
Yeah.
All right, so now we are going to discuss mobs in the overworld. There are two types of mobs. The bad mobs that can turn hostile and hurt you. And there's the good mob, like the cute little wolves and pigs and cats. An example of a bad mob would be a zombie, Enderman. So first, for our bad mobs, we're gonna go ahead and name all of them. Now, we may not have gotten every single one.
This is just for the overworld.
There's so many, but this is just for the overworld. So our first one is zombies. Zombies can also be drowned. And they can be baby zombies. So zombies, like, go around and they can hit you. They burn in the daytime if they're hit by the sun. And if they drown in water, they become drowned. And some of them hold tridents. They attack you, obviously, if you're underwater. And baby zombies are the worst of all of them. They're tiny, they can go super fast, and they hurt you a lot.
So and those they usually are have armor. The next one are Endermen. So Endermen are these long, tall, slim, black figures. They can they teleport. They can hurt you. So these technically are hostile sometimes. If you look into their eyes, they become hostile. Or if you hit them, they become hostile. they can carry blocks in their hand, and if you kill them, sometimes they drop that block.
That's Enderman.
And one of the easiest ways to kill Enderman is to put them in water. If you haven't known that, and you just, like, if it's been raining and you see an Enderman and it keeps getting hurt and it keeps teleporting around, you'll probably be like, what the heck? Endermen get hurt by water. Endermen
hate water.
They die from water.
If you're getting attacked by an Enderman, jump into water, because they won't teleport after you.
Because they won't teleport. And, yeah, get somewhere where, like, a wall is behind you so they can't teleport behind you and kill you. That is, like, the easiest way to kill an
Enderman. Next are spiders and cave spiders. Obviously, in real life, little spiders are, like, tiny. But in Minecraft, they're giant. Like, if you were in Minecraft, a spider would come up to, like, your waist. They're one block tall, and your character is two blocks tall. So, the spiders are big. The regular spiders can be easily killed. They usually drop string spider's eye. But cave spiders are a little bit smaller than regular spiders. You find them, obviously, in caves. They hurt you a little bit more. They can poison you. So, those are spiders.
Cave spiders are extremely scary because they're, like, half a block tall. So if you build a wall and you want to, like, kill a cave spider and you put slabs at the bottom of the wall, it can still crawl through. They're super, super thin. Next we have a skeleton. The skeleton is probably one of the most annoying mobs in Minecraft. They have a bow and arrow. They look like a skeleton, obviously. They shoot you. They commonly drop bones, but sometimes they drop their bows and arrows. Very rarely they drop, if they have any armor, they drop armor. That's with, like, any mob, really. Probably the best way to kill it is to shoot it with an arrow, too. But yeah, that is the skeleton.
Next are pillagers. There's not really much to say about these guys, so I'll move on to the next one.
They hold axes and they drop emeralds. That's technically it.
Yeah, really good stuff. The next is zombified villagers. Which spawn when a village, which we'll talk about later, becomes old and zombie-ified.
The next ones are vexes. So vexes are these, like, little fairy things, and you might be like, oh, they're so cute. But if you look at them, then they, like, turn, like, zombified vexes, and they try and kill you, and they can float through walls, so they're really scary. Vindicators. There aren't much to say about Vindicators, although they're kind of like magicians, I guess you could say. They summon these claw, like jaws that come out of the ground. They summon vexes. And also, quick little tip. Zombies and some other things burn in sunlight, but if they have a leather helmet, they don't burn. So if you find a zombie with a leather helmet or, like, a pumpkin on their head, like, get away from it. It won't burn. That will not help you out.
Our next one are creepers. Now, along with the grass block, when people think of Minecraft, they think, oh, it's the green four-legged thing with the cute face, which is a creeper. Of course, if you get close to a creeper, they're green, they have four legs, just like I just said. If you get close to them, they start flashing red, and
white,
they explode.
White. They flash
white or red. They explode, and obviously you die. So, you want to kind of stay away from them. They usually drop gunpowder, though. So, if you're looking for gunpowder, or if a creeper attacks you, the best way to kill it is to hit it and then jump back. And then it'll come after you. And then you hit it and jump back. Because when you jump back, the creeper stops starting to explode.
I'm a pro at killing creepers. I'm really good. And also, if a creeper explodes, it doesn't drop anything. You have to kill it. You can't just let it explode and you're like, oh, I'll get gunpowder from this. You have to kill it. That's the only way to get gunpowder.
There are also charged creepers. So if a creeper gets hit by lightning, it's kind of blue and green. It's much more dangerous. It makes a giant explosion. If a mob is near a charged creeper, when the charged creeper explodes, that mob drops a mob head.
Oh, yes.
That's the only time you can get a mob head in survival.
Well, it's not like if a creeper explodes near a charged creeper explodes near a cow, it'll drop a cow head, but, like,
Only zombies.
Yeah, like, let's say it goes near a zombie, it'll most likely drop a zombie head. It's not, like, 100%.
Alright.
Next we have phantoms. So, phantoms, they do a lot of damage on you. They are these, like, hawks. You pretty rarely see them, but if you do not sleep at night, you can hear, like, ah, ah. And they're these phantoms, they have green eyes, they fly around, they swoop down, hit you, and then go back up, and they deal, like, a lot of damage. So better sleep or stay in your house at night. It's really hard to kill them, and they burn in daylight, so.
Next is silverfish. So you usually find silverfish in,
Strongholds,
and they come out of the infested cobblestone if you destroy the cobblestone. And they're just like these big...
Not big, but
they're like, they look a little bit like bugs. And they attack you and hit you. And it's kind of easy to kill them, but not that bad.
Fun fact about silverfish, quickly. If you hit a silverfish 2 times, all the silverfish in the area will start coming over to you. But if you kill a silverfish in 1 shot, the silverfish won't be alerted that you're there. I don't know where I found that. I just remember hearing that. So that's a really good fact. Next we have the Wither. The Wither is a boss. Did you know that the Wither has, I think, 2 times the strength of an Ender Dragon? It's actually, Ender Dragon has like 2,000 health and the Wither is like 3,000. The Wither, you spawn it by putting 2 soul sand blocks.
You make like a T with soul sand.
Yeah, you make a T with soul sand and then put Wither skeleton skulls on all parts of the soul sand, the top part of the soul sand, and then it turns into a Wither. You can only spawn a Wither. The Withers are really hard. They shoot these like, they shoot skulls that are actually bombs. It's really hard to defeat. They can fly, so it's much harder. Fact. There's something called a Wither Storm. It's only a mod, like you can't spawn it, but it's this ginormous Enderman looking like ginormous storm. It's really hard to do, so that is the Wither.
The next two are Strays and Evokers. There's not much to say about them.
Yeah.
They're pretty rare.
Strays are like skeletons with like ripped clothing on. They're kind of like...
Undead skeletons.
Yeah, they're like undead skeletons. I think they put like the stray effect or something like that on you, like the Wither effect. Evokers, they're... What are Evokers?
There's not much to say about them.
Oh, I know. Evokers are in those like villager outposts, those big villager outposts. They have the crossbow and they try and shoot you. By the way, I spawned in a world today and a villager outpost was right next to me. Like, it was crazy. Next we have the skeleton / zombie horse / horseman.
So it could be a skeleton horse or a skeleton horseman and a zombie horse or a zombie horseman.
A skeleton horseman, it's a skeleton horse, and if lightning strikes it, it multiplies, and then these glowing skeleton horsemen go on. It's really, really rare to get, but it's okay, it's cool. Fun fact, a skeleton horse, you don't need a saddle and you don't need to tame it to ride it, and they're friendly. So are zombie horses, but you can't tame zombie horses. Yes, so that is that.
Next is the witch. So you can find the witch, I think it's in a swamp biome.
Yeah, it's in a
swamp. They have a little witch hut, and
sometimes they just spawn randomly, like.
Yeah, and they have like a supplies of poison and potions, and they can throw them at you, and you get infected with whatever they throw. So and that's the witch.
And they say these annoying laughs like, so mean. Next is a slime. The slime is one of those easier mobs to kill for some people. Some people may think it's harder, which is fine. Slimes are these big green cubes. They like jump into you, and you get like, it's like if you play Dungeons and Dragons, it's like a gelatinous cube. It like jumps into you and it does damage. The annoying thing about slimes, if you kill them, they turn into, if you kill a giant slime, turns into 2 smaller ones. Kill those, turns into 2 smaller ones. So it's really annoying. Little fun fact, the smallest slimes don't hurt you and they just follow you, so you can like keep them as a little pet. Annoying fact, slimes make the worst noise, like what? It's the worst noise when they jump.
Next is the husk.
The husk is like a desert zombie.
And then there's the guardian. They guard ocean monuments.
They're so bad.
And there's also elder guardians, which
are like almost like a mini boss for, yeah.
And usually the guardians, if you just like sail over an Ushin monument and the guardian like registers you're there, they give you, I think, mining fatigue
where you can't mine. It won't let you mine for
but
like 10 minutes.
Obviously, if you're like right next to the guardian, it'll hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah, husks are like zombies, except they're in the desert and they have like ripped clothes. They're pretty bad. They're like exactly like zombies. Lastly, we have the Ravager. Now, Ravagers are probably one of the worst mobs in the overworld. They're a little rare to see. There's also the Ravager Jockey, which is a Ravager with a Vindicator, a Vindicator running on top. They most commonly occur in raids. If you get a bad omen and then you go into a village, it starts a raid. They're in like the last levels. Ravagers, they're kind of like rhinoceroses, I guess. And they're giant, they deal a lot of damage, they have a ton of health. They're really hard to get. They're probably one of the worst mobs in the overworld. They're so bad, they're really hard to get.
All right, so we just covered the bad mobs. Now we'll go on to the good mobs. We'll take a little quicker with these ones so we can get on with the episode. So usually the best good mobs to keep near you is the sheep, the cow, the chicken,
the pig.
Yes, the pig and a horse. Now the sheep, they give you wool, you can make beds.
And
the
cow, give you mutton.
The cow gives you beef. The chicken gives you chicken, the pig gives you pork, and the horse helps carry stuff around, especially if you tame it and have a saddle.
I think you can actually put chests in the saddle of the horse.
Cameron, what is good to catch? Like, what's in the water?
Good things to catch in the water: cod, salmon, squid, tropical fish, turtle, pufferfish, axolotl, dolphin, glow squid.
Some other ones you can find in the wild are foxes, bats, polar bears, mushrooms,
ocelots, which are like cats, kind of like almost tigers,
parrots,
mules, wolves,
llamas, pandas, bees,
mules,
cats.
Well, mostly you find those in villages.
You can tame cats. And rabbits.
There are also villagers. Villagers are villagers. Wandering traders, which are like these things that like randomly spawn with like, they have like two goats or, no. What are those goat
llamas.
Things? With, like, yeah, llamas. They have like two llamas. They're cool. So some interesting ones are the iron golems and the snow golems. You can only spawn these. The snow golems are two snow blocks and then a carved pumpkin. And an iron golem is a T with an iron blocks and then a carved pumpkin on the top. So you have to spawn those. You usually find an iron golem in villages. And then there's also the goat.
The goat is in the new Caves and Cliffs update.
The goat is technically a bad mob because it tries to kill you.
It charges you.
It charges at you. And I've seen two times in my Minecraft experiences, I've seen on a hill, suddenly a goat just gets flung. And then it just like, it must be like a mountain goat or something. They just like fly like, whee! I'm like, oh,
all right, God. Next we're discussing the overworld biomes. So biomes is like, you know, in real life, they're like forests, deserts, beaches. That's a biome. So in Minecraft, I'll cover some of them. There's the dark forest, which is a dark forest.
It's a forest with like dark oak.
There's plains.
This is just flat grass.
The snowy tundra, which is just like snow and ice.
It's like it's a forest except it's covered in snow, like it's always snowing.
There's the ocean, obviously. That explains itself. The savanna, which is like
it's got like these trees.
Grass, some trees. It's kind of like
mountains.
A mix of forest and desert.
Then there is the deep ocean, which is just an ocean except it's like super deep. There is the wooded badlands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wooded badlands are like, it's like made out of clay and stuff. It's a really rare biome. And wood badlands, I think they just have trees. There's also forests. Forests, that explains itself too. Jungles, mountains, which
desert,
are mountains.
The deserts, where you often find desert temples, which we'll discuss in a second. There's taiga, ice spikes, which is a lot like snowy tundra, except it's snow giant, like, you know, like the Seattle Neil or whatever, the, I don't know.
Well, ice spikes
is a lot like that.
It's an extremely rare biome. It's a terrible place to go to. It's got no trees, like no grass. It's terrible. It's got these giant ice spikes.
There are swamps, beaches, rivers. Mushroom islands are where mushrooms are found.
They're pretty rare. They're not that. They're usually like in the middle of an ocean. There are also, you can create, when you create the world, there's a flat world, which is literally just a world, except it's just covering grass. That's it.
It's just flat grass, no mountains, no trees, no.
You can also type in like a flat world, except you, instead of the grass, you make it like, I don't know, end stone. You can make it anything, I think. So there's that. Then there is also an old world. An old world, it's like just a spawn. You spawn in a world. It's got like chunks. Chunks are like a 16 by 16 blocks. It's got like 15 chunks in it. It's not that big. It's like
just a square.
It's like a square of a pretty big, a little.
And it's kind of like three or four biomes.
Yeah, it's a couple biomes combined. It's got like a mini ocean, like a lake. You know, it's got, yeah, it's cool.
And now there are some natural structures. So in specific biomes, you can find naturally spawned structures like villages.
Easy. Desert temples. So desert temples, they're like these big temples. You'll find them, sometimes you'll find them near villages. And when you go in, there's like a pressure plate. You dig on the floor and there's a pressure plate at like this pit. If you step on it, TNT explodes. And if you don't, you can open these chests, which got like really good loot.
There's other temples like jungle temples. There's ocean monuments, which we covered when we discussed Guardians.
There are woodland mansions. Woodland mansions are very, very, very rare to find.
They're seeds.
They're pretty good. No. You can find them in the regular world, but
you can seed.
But seeds are better. They're giant. They're full of vindicators and all these really, really bad mobs or zombies. By the way, you can chat in the chat /locate. Space and then write what you want to locate, and it'll show the coordinates for the location, so then you can actually go there. So you can look up a woodland mansion.
And now we'll just list some of the plants in Minecraft for our last part of this episode. We won't cover them all, but
we will, but we just won't really explain what they do.
So there is the azalea tree, hanging roots, rooted dirt, bamboo, cactus, the dead bush, flowers, grass,
ferns, sugarcane, sweet berry bush, sweet berries, trees, leaves, logs.
There are also saplings, the apple, the beetroot seeds, carrot, melon seeds,
potatoes, pumpkin, wheat, lily pad, seagrass, cocoa beans,
vines, kelp, coral, sponge, mushrooms,
and of course there are more. There are definitely much more plants. There are so many plants. I'm not even sure. Did we cover the grass block? Because the grass block is like the most important plant. Whatever.
So that concludes the first part in our three-part series of the three realms of Minecraft.
You guys seem to really love the other Minecraft episode, so we decided to do some more.
Remember, if you're listening to this on Anchor, feel free to send us a voice recording. We'd love to include you in our next episode. We always love hearing from you. And if you're listening to this on the podcast app or iTunes, leave us a comment and rate us or subscribe. And we'd also love to include you in our next video.
And we'd love to hear suggestions of what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right, what you like. If
any ideas for episodes.
Yes, we love ideas for episodes. So.
All right, that concludes our episode of
Blocks Talk.
See you later.
Bye.